Would you say that's something to be alarmed about, or that the city's kind of returning back to normal after having experienced these extreme population growths?
The most recent numbers that came out showed a very, very low level of growth, or basically no growth for the parish. And that is a concern, because our parish does have a good bit of natural increase. In other words, it has more births than deaths. What pulled the numbers down was out-migration, essentially. We had more people leaving than moving in. And that is especially problematic because migration and movement is not something that everybody gets involved in. It's something that's mostly an activity by younger families and younger individuals. And so in the sense that we might be losing young families from the parish, that's an especially big point of concern, because that then influences the number of children that are born, and also just general economic development activities in terms of retail and various infrastructure for the parish.
On the positive side, though, we have some pretty serious infrastructure problems in this city, and maybe having a slowdown in population growth could help us to focus on that for the next several years.
Well, that is an issue. Some of the infrastructure problems that have been brought to light most recently, in a sense, though, are due to some of the out-migration, people moving to Ascension and Livingston, which has driven up the amount of traffic on the interstate during the morning and afternoon commutes.
So you don't think they're going very far, then?
No, I think that most of the population loss we're experiencing through out-migration is being accounted for by Livingston and Ascension Parish. It's just families moving out to those areas. There is a flow out to Orleans Parish, but it's not nearly as pronounced as what we see with Ascension and Livingston. So it really is just kind of redistribution within the metropolitan area. And we know, Livingston and Ascension have been in that list of the 100 fastest growing counties in the United States for some time.
So Mayor President Kip Holden was recently quoted in The Advocate as saying he didn't understand the numbers and how they've changed so dramatically, specifically from 2010, because the city grew by about 30,000 in 10 years from 2000 to 2010, and then saw that increase of just I think it was 0.1% this last year. So what do you make of that?
Well, when you look at it across a 5 or a 10 year period, I mean, that statement is correct. There was a lot of growth there. When you look at the annual rates, though, what you see is that the growth was essentially a single year, which was the Katrina effect that brought in so many people into the parish. Outside of that, when you look at the other years between 2005 and 2010, like I mentioned earlier, the growth is slow.
Can you speak at all to how the population is changing, who's coming in, and what does it mean for the labor market here?
The latest statistics did not really include any sort of race or sex or age information, and so that's something that we'll get later on this year. And using those data, we can then make comparisons with the 2010 census and with prior years to see how that may have changed. But in general, it's unlikely that we're going to see major shifts in terms of the age structure of the parish or by race or by ethnicity or gender, simply because, we do have more people leaving than moving in. The flows are not so significant, like, for example, they would have been for Orleans Parish during Katrina, that it would just radically alter the demographic structure of the parish. These are things that have kind of a trickle effect. They go slowly. And you have to look over a fairly long period of time to really see a mark changed.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.